Michael, are you listening, bud?
I think he's
Hey, what's up, you guys? We are joined today by a guest. We're also not in our normal studio.
I thought we were gonna wait for that.
What's up?
Never mind, keep going.
Well, you heard her laugh. Now listen to her say her name.
Hi.
That's not her name. She's actually nameless.
She will remain nameless.
We'll call her Rolanda. How you doing, Rolanda?
Going great.
Hey, didn't you have something really important to tell our listeners?
I sure did, guys. So, as you know, our podcast has been changing. So, we've decided to come up with a release date schedule, and we'll be releasing episodes on Tuesdays and Saturdays. So, tune in to every Tuesday and Saturday when we release...
For new episodes.
Podcasts.
Yes.
Slap facts. Yeah. So, we should probably mention this now. Rolanda's name is not actually Rolanda. I know. Shocking. Her name is Camille.
Hi.
Say hi to Camille, guys.
Hi, Camille.
Out loud. Wherever you are listening to this, say out loud.
I don't care where you are or what you're doing. I want you to greet Camille.
Yes.
In any friendly manner that you can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So... Benny, what did you want to discuss?
So today I was thinking about this earlier today, and I wanted to talk about rituals,
Like
just like daily rituals we all have.
Oh, I thought you meant like summoning demons and
No. Those are what are those? Those are also rituals. I think. But I wanted to talk about like daily rituals, like things that we do every day that are just kind of routine at this point. You know, do you guys have anything like that?
Yeah, you know me. Yeah. Hey, what's up, guys? Every single day... What, man?
Just spit it out. What is it?
So me and my friend Brody, every single day...
Not a real guy.
I have a friend named Brody.
I thought you were Brody.
I'm also Brody.
Yeah,
my
see,
best friend's name is
here.
Brody. There are two Brodies.
No.
I'm Brody number one,
and
my friend is Brody number two. And every day, we start by surfing. Every single morning. Every single morning,
you
man.
Drive out
me
every
and Brody
single
do you live
living
by the
on
beach?
The beach.
You live by the beach?
Yeah.
That's cap.
And so me and Brody will go surf every single morning. We'll just go shred the waves on our totally rad surfboards. And then we'll go back to grandma's house and play some ping pong every single day.
How does grandma feel about that?
Grandma's pretty tight, you know? She can really get down with the pong, man. Like, she can really... Me and Brody will usually tag team, and then...
You'll tag team grandma?
Yeah, but she wins.
That's a really good daily ritual. This is every day.
Every single day, man.
Really?
And, so sometimes grandma joins us for the surf, too.
Does she ever wipe out, or does she pull you guys out of the water? She's a flawless surfer, man. Really?
She was world surf champ 12 years running back in 84. And so, yeah, she's also really good at ping pong. She trained
in
China.
As you mentioned, China.
So, Camille, do you have any daily rituals that you want to share?
This is the end of my ritual. If grandma always says if we can ever beat her in ping pong, she'll make us a rad pizza.
Wait, if you can't beat her?
No, if we can.
Oh.
She's always won.
So what do you get instead?
No pizza. Definitely not any pizza.
When I asked you that question, I was thinking
you're being sincere?
Something more along the lines. Well,
oh, like
for starters.
Brushing your teeth?
Yeah. No. I hope everyone on Earth does that every day.
That's not a ritual.
It's a good ritual to practice.
It's habit. I'm talking about...
A habitual ritual. What's up?
No. I was thinking more like coffee. Like, people drink coffee every morning.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Things like that. Or, like, tea if you're a tea person.
Yeah.
Are you a tea person?
I am the biggest tea person.
Yeah, you know. Things like that. Or just, you know, yoga. Things like that.
You do yoga?
Yoga.
Yeah. You do yoga?
I do yoga during quarantine a lot.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then I kind of don't.
My friend Brody was super into yoga.
I remember I had a thing going on, like a consistent workout thing at the beginning of quarantine.
Oh, yeah?
Didn't really pan out.
My arms were looking so good, and now they're back just like squish.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, same. I'm on that squish game. You have no idea.
Like, squish game goes strong.
You know me, I'm really with the squish game. been at it for 18 years now. Yeah, it's pretty dope.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys. For me, it's like hard to get a new ritual and like keep it. Like really the only consistent one I have is coffee.
Yeah.
Like for a while at the beginning of quarantine when I had like when I wasn't doing anything, I would like get up every morning super early and like watch the sunrise with like coffee. And it would be cold still. I really want it to be fall.
I remember you saying that, and that
it
sounds
was
so
nice. It was so nice. I loved it every morning. It's just a good way to start your morning. Like just wake up and just go outside and then just watch sunrise.
You really go and smell the roses.
I don't have roses,
smell
but that'd be awesome. Yeah,
wake
I'd bring
up and
coffee
smell the
out
coffee.
There. You know, and it'd be so cold that you could see the steam from the cup.
That's
it was
just
awesome.
Ripe.
I loved that. Did you guys ever do something like that for a little while?
No.
Okay.
Yeah,
you should try
it. My only memories are just like me and Brody hitting the waves.
Not a real person.
Nah, man, he's totes real.
Not a real person.
I feel like totes I had real. A lot of rituals at the beginning of quarantine, and then once summer hit, I kind of gave up on everything.
Yeah.
And now that I'm in college and I'm like in the dorm, I've actually been like doing a lot of things like every day. I feed Joel my fish.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He's
yeah.
still alive since December. I feed him twice a day. You know, that's part of my ritual.
Rad.
I drink green tea every morning and the chamomile tea every night.
Wow.
That's kind of my little thing because it helps
dedication.
Me. Yeah, helps you poop, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, same with coffee. Just clears you right out.
Yeah,
oh,
I'll take one sip and I'm like, oh, Jordan, don't go to the bathroom. I gotta go.
You're
like
it's
up.
Time.
Yep.
It's my time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to be real. I don't have any current rituals, but when I was 6, I used to roast squirrels over the fire weekly with my dad.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, we'd catch them with our feet. It took a long time to master the skill. But basically, I would sit on my neighbor's roof, and then when the squirrels jumped from the wall to the wall, you snatch them up with your ring toe.
Oh.
Is this real?
Yeah. And
I thought, can I say where I thought you were going with that?
Yeah. What's up?
You'd sit on top of the roof and you'd wait for them to run across, and then when they were right under you, you'd just jump off and smash them
Whoa.
With your feet.
No, you
I thought
not,
that's
I'm
what
not
you
that
meant.
Violent. You know, the violence came.
Well,
with
you
the
still
fire.
Roast them over the fire.
Yeah, but you gotta kill
so
it.
So you
first.
Were weekly roasting foot squirrels.
Yeah. Yeah,
over
yeah.
Fire
no, with my
water.
Dad, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, he was
see,
super
yeah.
cool about it. He's really the master when it
I
comes
see.
To foot catching.
I can see your
squirrels.
Dad doing that.
Yeah, he's totally
yeah.
in it.
See, me
yeah.
and my dad,
I
kind of
fell off with that.
Was,
what'd you
I
do
I
with
see
your dad?
Why. We just, like, went to the movies. That was our thing.
Oh, yeah?
Like, nobody else. Like, my mom or my... No, it was, like, our thing.
Yeah.
Me and my dad would, like, see movies
nothing
and stuff
like
that.
Like, no airplanes or anything?
Airplanes.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Not if... I mean, if they weren't in the movie, no.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
All right.
Yeah.
That's cool. What about you?
Like, dad rituals?
Yeah.
Yeah, my... When I was younger, my mom would still go to work on the weekends. So it would be, like, my brother,
oh, okay.
my dad and I.
Yeah.
And
cool.
We would always go to Subway.
Nice.
And we would always go shopping at Stater Brothers. Like, we just had, like, a full day, and we would just do, like, everything
That's
together.
Nice.
I know Benny loves Subway.
I hate it.
What?
What do you mean, man?
What do I mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what do you mean?
What do I mean?
Subway is great.
I ritualistically eat Subway every Thursday.
Oh, so you like sandwiches cooked inside of a dirty dishwasher.
Every Thursday.
That's
okay,
disgusting.
Just don't
that's
get
just,
it cooked.
That's just not
what
how it is.
Just
don't get it cooked.
Yeah, don't get it like toasted or whatever.
How about don't go there at all? Just go somewhere else.
You know what's good?
That's the answer.
On campus, there's a Witch. I never been to one.
They're
and
pretty
it's
good.
So
hey,
good.
Let me tell you, it's better than Subway.
Well, okay.
For
let's
sure.
Not,
it's
there's actually
hey,
Subway on
there's
campus
no
too,
to,
so
yeah,
you better
there's
watch
no need
out.
To bag on Subway.
Subway's
you know,
good.
Some of our audience members could be employees.
Listen. Just imagine you're like
of Subway.
And...
So you have to show them some respect, man.
I don't.
Wait, just imagine you're
no,
on, like...
No disrespect
listen,
to
no,
them.
No. Listen to this. You are on... POV time. You are on a long road trip with your family. You know, everyone's in the car. Everyone's a little tired. It's been, like, 5 hours in. You're getting a little bored. And then your dad's like, we need to go get some gas. Let's go into the little gas station so we can get to eat. You can get some snacks. All the kids are allowed to get some snacks. And you walk in, and you're like, man, I'm so hungry. I don't want chips. Like, I need... some good food right
sustenance.
Now. And what is in that? What is connected to that gas station?
Jersey Mike's.
Subway.
No.
Subway.
Can I? Okay,
Subway.
Just right there. Can I tell you the difference? One of many differences between Jersey Mike's and Subway.
Mm.
No, Jersey Mike's is connected to a gas station. For
yeah,
one thing.
They're not as
for
versatile.
One thing.
They're not as cool.
No, you see Subways everywhere. You know why? Because people
yeah.
like them.
No.
There wouldn't be
no,
so many
hey,
quality
hey,
control.
Hey, man. Hey. Subway's got the clout.
It's got,
they got fatty clout.
Subway's got the clout.
It's got the formula for the runs is what it's got.
Subway. Okay? Subway's been around, man.
No.
Subway's been around.
It has. Hey, it has. Hey, I'll give it that. It's been
me
around.
Me and Brody, Subway. After every single surf, we go back to Subway. We get a big old foot long.
And I'm very sorry about that.
No, man.
You know what? I'm going to have to agree with Brody
yeah,
here.
Me, yeah. You see, she's met Brody.
No.
Yeah, no.
That is not.
And oh, I mean, yeah.
Yeah, you remember Brody.
At the
yeah.
party? At the, yeah.
We brought our surfboards, yeah. That was weird. So, I know. That was pretty cool. We turned them into tables for the
squad.
So,
really quick, people, we're sending out applications. If you want to be the new co-host with me, because I think mine is losing my mind.
No, I already took the job, actually.
I think Jack's losing his mind.
This podcast is still called Four Testicles, right?
Slap Facts. You're not an OG.
No.
Oh, you changed it.
That wasn't even it either.
See, and that's why she's not the
you
real
even got
co-host.
The old title wrong.
That's why, yeah, it was six. And,
six. Why was it that's, six? That's
because,
I never understood
because
that.
Casper
hence
has
why
testicles
we changed
too.
It.
And,
but,
listen, wait, let me finish. No, I was going to say, if you're going to kick him off, I have a new name. It's if it's you and me, it's going to be Four Testicles.
That would be really awesome.
Oh, my God.
You should leave the podcast.
Well, this has been great. This podcast has actually turned into my resignation. I hate everyone, especially you. You are the worst co-host on the planet. Okay. Your name is Benny. I hate you. And Subway's good. So eat dick, man.
Well, just make sure to say hi to Brody and your grandma on the way out, will you? Do that for me, will you, pal?
Hey, thanks. Hey, Granny could never respect you.
I don't know
Granny's
if I told
not
you.
Real.
Granny is so
fake.
Real.
She's
Granny's
no,
fake.
Granny's real. You know how good she is? She can ride down the slope,
hey,
man. She
Granny shreds, dude. Granny
was,
shreds.
I'm just thinking of the grandma Hoodwinked.
Granny shreds. You know what? You know what? Granny go harder than you ever could, man. Mm-hmm. You could never shred like Granny.
She
you
may.
Can't
you
bake like Granny. You can't cook like Granny.
You can't
shred
karate chop
like Granny. You don't have moves like Granny. You ain't got ice like Granny.
You know what?
You ain't got nothing
from
on
your
Granny.
From your stories, you're right. But you know what I go harder than Granny in? Reality. You know? Being real, you know?
Keeping it real.
You don't go harder than Granny.
No fictional
not
bitch
today.
Can compete with me.
Whoa! Hey!
Whoa! Right? Hey, what you call my Granny, man? Hey, me and Brody? Me and Brody? We're gonna smack you with my surfboard. I'm gonna hit you with my bonk. I'm gonna hit you with my right, surfboard, yeah. Okay?
Okay.
And then you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go get Subway with Granny. Because sometimes she don't want to cook.
At
know?
Your
sometimes,
funeral,
sometimes.
Is it cool if the catering is Subway?
I swear if it's Subway, I'll come back
hey,
from the dead.
I hope you die before me so I can do that.
I'm
so
not
gonna
first of all, realistically, I'm not gonna.
Maybe
so.
True.
Yeah, you're
but
gonna live a long time.
I'm gonna outlive every
maybe,
single person.
Maybe
I know.
I'll have
even
you
the
slaughtered.
Even the babies, I'll outlive them.
Even the babies.
I'll outlive all the babies I know.
Every single time he meets a baby, he's like, you're finished.
Like, yeah. Keep your babies away from me because if they see me on site, I'll outlive them. And I'm not saying I'm going to live forever. I'll have a pretty normal lifespan, and you know what that means in terms of the baby. So,
oh, God.
I'm not saying they're going to die, like, right away, but definitely before me. So, keep your babies away from me.
You're bad.
So, if you're on a flight and you're about to bring a baby onto my flight, cancel the flight.
Okay, you don't know. Right? Hey,
so is that your ritual?
You never want to hear anyone say, don't bring your baby
don't bring
near
a
me.
Child.
Like, that could, that
yeah.
so many, like.
No, that has some definite negative connotations to it. But if that's your rich, man, if that's your ritual.
That's your rich,
you,
rich?
If that's your rich, dude, and you decide that every time you see a baby, you want to threaten the baby and its family.
I'm
no,
not
that's
threatening
cool.
it.
That's
I'm just
cool
letting them know what's up. That's all.
No.
I didn't make this rule. It's just,
square
it just
up
tends
on
to happen.
Are you like.
Not at all.
You're stunting on
not
babies.
Not at all. I could see a baby once, never see it again. I could wave at it, smile at it, whatever, be super nice to it. It's still going to die before me. And I didn't make that rule. I didn't
you
choose.
Just did.
I didn't choose
you
this life.
You just
no, no, no. I'm just saying that tends to happen. I didn't make that rule. I'm just saying.
I'm
it
scared.
Just always happens. It's fine. Go
okay,
ahead.
So, you know, the takeaway of this is never, ever, ever get close to Ben. Ever. If you have a child or any small infant that you care the slightest bit about, like, dude, if your neighbor has a child, just tell him to stay away
keep
from Benny.
Away from me.
Stay away from Benny at all costs.
Yeah.
Because he will outlive your child.
Yeah. To know.
So, okay, my question then is, mm-hmm. how long, like, how much baby can it be before it's, like, no longer, that you won't outlive it. That sounded weird, but like,
I get what
until
you mean.
What
I know exactly
age?
What you mean.
Until what age is it like
you? Let's say out- 4.
Wow,
so
that's a long.
All right, we'll cut it in half.
Don't go to playgrounds.
Once you hit 2, ever. You can bring them around. Don't bring your infant near me, please. Please. For the baby's sake, please. I don't want you know. But once it's 2,
you,
yeah,
it would just be a shame if you outlive the child.
Yeah.
What about your child? Like when you have a child?
Yeah, when
you're
gonna
have kids? To not see it for the first 2 years. Just gonna have to not be around.
God.
Or else I'm gonna outlive my child.
That's sad. That's terrible.
Outliving your child, I think that'd be pretty shitty.
Wouldn't be the worst.
No, that's terrible.
Do it then. Outlive your child. By any means necessary, just make sure you outlive it.
So hire a hitman on my kid.
You don't have to do that. Just make sure that
if I
know,
hey, if I wanna
he
make
checks out before
sure.
You.
Alright, but I'm gonna outlive my baby.
BRB gonna go outlive my
BRB,
baby.
BRB, I'm gonna go cast some spells on my children.
Or
max 20.
Or
my child.
On
max.
Your deathbed, you guys, and yourself. Because then you'd seal the deal.
Dude!
On your deathbed.
Dude!
Yeah, what? Then that's
do you not hear
what's
wrong with everything you're saying?
No, by that, by doing
icy
that,
child?
You give him all the time you could possibly give him. That's the longest life he could possibly have.
Or he
have.
Could just keep living.
Or he could continue
not
his
if you
own.
Want
he
outlive
could stay
him.
Alive.
Not if you want to outlive him.
I'm
really
I
not
don't
trying to
anymore.
Outlive my
think
child.
Of how, okay, hold on. Think of how much of a power move it is to Sorry.
Don't talk about that like it's cool.
It's not.
You're talking about murdering your own child.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No,
imagine the clout you made for living your child,
bro. Imagine the newspaper heading. Old man ices kid before dying, then dies. Man outlives
like,
child.
Yep, taught him everything he knows.
Then I shot him.
Yep, and I'm still here, and she's not.
And she?
He or she, you know. We don't
you plan
discriminate
on killing
your daughter?
On this,
that's
if
so
it
much,
is
dude,
one.
She's your princess, dude.
That's your world. That's the thing you need to protect.
And I will, and I will.
Until you shoot her.
I'm not saying I'm gonna do it. I just said that was an option.
What else are you gonna do?
Just that she's allergic to peanuts, just like give her a peanut butter sandwich before you leave.
That's
so
dick.
True.
That's so dick.
It's better than what he's doing.
Hey, honey.
No, mine's
just
quick.
She's like,
you want them to swell up and choke on their own peanut butter? No. You make it quick.
Peanut butter.
Pew, pew.
You know?
Do you guys remember that meme, the peanut butter baby?
I hope Dan.
Oh, yeah, it's
US
classic.
Family.
He's like, on his stomach.
Yeah. I was super grossed out by that when I first saw it. I didn't enjoy it.
I didn't get it at first. I was like, that's just a really tan baby. And then I was like, oh.
You're like,
yeah. He's like, oh, that baby is mud.
Oh,
that baby's
that
made
ain't
of mud.
No, that ain't no spray tan.
He's like, something's wrong
that
with
is
that
a
child.
Cream tan.
He may have minutes to live by the looks of things. But then I figured, you know, then you find out it's just peanut butter.
I bet those parents
still
were ecstatic to find out they outlived their child like you.
Oh,
would
yeah.
Be.
Maybe. Who knows?
If
who knows?
My child covered themselves in peanut butter, fade on sight.
Fade on sight.
I kick the crap out of my kid. I'm just kidding. That's a joke. For legal reasons, that is a joke.
I love children. I just hope that is known.
Children are amazing.
I work with
I'm not
children.
Old enough
my
to
job.
Have them.
Yeah.
But when
well,
I am...
You never know.
Shut up. When I am... for the day that I have kids, I'm gonna love them. A lot.
Good.
Just like any normal dad. I'm gonna love my
I'm
kids.
Glad.
Unless your name is Ben.
And you wanna ice your child
I
before
not,
death.
I do not wanna ice my child.
Really?
By the way, that was a suggestion and an option for you. Never said I was gonna do that. I'm just saying, if you wanted
to...
No,
it seems like you really thought into this. Like,
no, on the spot. Just thought of that on the spot.
You know,
as soon as I said it to you, on the spot.
Like, make lists of just... Like, they'll be sitting there, and then they just, like, have, like, a random list for, like, when they have ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Benny has one of those for, like, ways to...
Top of the list.
Destroy
his children.
Top
of the list says, ice my kid.
Yeah, no, he just has a whole
three
list
words.
Of, like, different ways
three
he can
words.
Do it.
Three words. Ice my kid.
I don't even have
and,
kids yet.
And then
what are you
below,
talking about?
And then below, it's just, like, strangle, rope.
Groceries later. I don't know. Things like that. I only have one list.
Then
I have one list for everything, so I can never, like, if someone's getting groceries, I have to go with them. I can't give them my list because there's so much extra stuff on it.
Oh, like ice your kid?
Yeah.
Next to
like tomatoes and stuff. That was just an example, but there's also other stuff.
No,
you
so
know?
What else is on your list?
Set up a 401k. Eggs. Milk. You know.
Well, okay. Let's just transition to
dump
list.
The body
I want
to.
I want to talk.
Keep going.
Okay. I want to talk about bucket lists. Do you guys like have those? Is that a thing?
I don't have crazy ones. Do you have any crazy ones?
I mean, like, I for sure want to bungee jump.
Yeah, that's not on my list.
I definitely tried to be one of those, like, Pinterest girls and, like, make a bucket list and, like, stuff like that. Oh, yeah, okay. But it was, like, stupid stuff. Like, now, like, I don't, like, have, like, a basket.
Okay, so if you could, no, yeah, there's no, like, physical list. But if you could look at, if you can go back to your old Pinterest list.
No, it was just, like, it was, like, I was just trying to be, like, aesthetic. What would you cross off? Just, like, stupid things, like, go to the beach with my friends. Because, like, okay. I do that now.
I feel like...
But, like, well, as a 12-year-old, I was like, oh, right. The dream is to drive down to the beach with my friends.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like, no offense to any, like, adults who still have one of those, like, a Pinterest bucket list, but I feel like it's all stuff you can get done in a summer.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what those are, yeah.
Watch the sunset
yeah.
at the beach, like, I'm not talking about, like, some, like...
Leave a basket.
I don't know.
Go apple picking.
I'm not talking about, like, some, like, no offense, but, like, some 12-year-old be like, I want to do this and this. No, I'm talking about, like, things in your life. Like, what do you want to accomplish? Like, to get real for a second, if you could add something to your list right now, you know, we're 18 years old. If you could put something on your list that there's something you want to do in your life, what's one of the things you want to get done? And I'm like, I'm not going to lie. I still want to bungee jump.
That's like, not, yeah,
as,
no,
like,
I get that.
Dumb as that may be, I still want to.
I feel
I think,
like,
it'd be fun.
Yeah.
Not I also want to, like, be a dad, you know? So it's like...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What's on your list?
It's not, like, a bucket list thing, but I was talking about this with someone yesterday. We're talking about, like, things that, like, we want in our future. Like, something we want. Okay, you know those houses that, like... It's, like, the front of the house, and it looks like there's, like, a tower on the side, kind of.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think those are amazing. So if I ever buy a house, I, like...
That would be cool.
Really, really want my house to have one of those, like, cool tower. Like, where it's, like, the stairs or something.
It's just,
like,
absurd, yeah.
I think those are so pretty. Yeah. Like, I think those are the coolest
those
thing
are
ever.
Cool, yeah.
I like that. About you?
I feel like it's just going places. Like,
just
no...
travel.
Yeah, traveling.
Cool.
I feel like that's on a lot of people's, though.
Well, yeah. Stuff. Do you have, like, done a specific destination? Like, somewhere?
No, there's, like, a handful of places.
Okay.
You know?
Places you want to be.
Yeah.
Give us one.
Like, Italy or, like, Spain, Greece. Like, Southern Europe, I think, is cool.
Oh, that's... Okay. Yeah.
At the moment, you know? Yeah. Honestly, that's it at the moment. I don't really have any desire to go anywhere else.
I like that.
You know?
Just like that.
Just go visit those places one day.
Yeah. Do what you want to do.
You know? Yeah.
I like that. I really like that. Good stuff, my man.
I don't know if I have any other ones at the moment. I don't know. We got time.
There's plenty of time.
Yeah.
Now.
What about you? Skydiving?
That'd be cool, too.
That's scary.
I feel like bungee jumping is the better deal out of that. Because once you bounce, you do it again.
I guess.
You know, like, you free fall, you bounce, you spring up, you free fall twice. You bounce, you free fall again.
It's terrifying to me.
It's like, it never stops until
it does.
Honestly,
here's the thing with me. Anything, I'll sometimes do it if I'm like, it's like a day thing. But, like, anything where you gotta, like, listen to a guy give safety instructions before you do it, I'm generally not into.
Really?
Yeah. Or, like, stuff you need equipment
that's
for.
That's a lot of things. That's
it is
a lot of
that's
adventurous
like
things.
A lot of life stuff.
Yeah. Like I said, I'll do these things. If I get invited somewhere and it's, like, a date, like, oh, like, we're going skiing for the day. Yeah. But I'm never, like, I want to go skiing. Ever. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And anything where,
it's
like,
just not
you're
appealing.
Sitting with, like, a dozen people
you're
and
in,
you
like,
don't
a
know
room
most of them.
And
then,
like,
a guy gets
it's...
up in front of you saying, like, okay.
That's literally laser
two
island.
Two tugs mean that... Wait. Yeah, I'm not crazy about that.
Like, there's a lot of things, like, you just go to,
yeah,
and they're like, all right, kids, go on the ball pit.
Exactly.
Don't
who
stick
wants
balls
to,
on your butt. Like, I don't know.
Don't
like,
shove balls in your butt.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to give the no balls
that's,
in the
you
anus
you can add
spot.
That to your list. Add that to your list. Add that to your list of things that kill your child. Yeah.
Eggs, butter, shove balls in my kid's butt.
Rome. Butter.
Ice my child.
It's one long list. It's not even, it's so
meet,
long,
like,
it's
meet
a scroll.
Batman or, like, go to Disney World or something.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Oh!
That's cool.
I have another thing I just thought of.
Yeah.
Okay, because this year, like, of course there's COVID, so it's not gonna happen, but I always wanted to go to one of those Halloween Horror Nights.
Oh!
Like,
those
are really
bags.
Fun, yeah.
I've always wanted to, and, like, especially the past few years, I've gotten really into, like, more scary stuff. Yeah. And I, like, actually enjoy it. And all my friends are always like, no. So, like, I never had anyone to go with.
Those rock.
And I wanted to this year. Cool. And it's not going to happen.
Probably
it's not going to happen.
Yep.
That's a bummer.
Yeah, Halloween's gonna be weird this year, isn't it?
I love Halloween.
I'm still stoked.
I don't know what I'm gonna be yet.
I've never been a huge Halloween person. Mm. I still like it. Like, it's in, like, my favorite time of year.
What are you gonna dress up as?
I don't know.
I want to dress up as, like, a character, not just, like...
Money Heist. We should all do Money Heist. I know we're, like, a year late. Garage door. If you have a couple reference points.
Yeah, no, I was just going to get a big old chunk of cardboard.
And just, like, draw on it to make it
look... I was just going to write garage.
Wait, and then you can, like, open it and have a surprise underneath.
And then I can put a gun to my child's face and be like, iced. You
know? And be like... Catch him with the doolies.
I catch my kid and be like, hey, what's up, punk? Garage door.
Garage door. That's a good one. Yeah.
Garage door.
it's on the list. Put it on the list. Garage. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. Do you have any, like, last minute things you want to add? Like, any, like, one more ritual? I eat breakfast.
I actually don't do that.
Like,
I don't eat breakfast.
I do, like, 50-50, depends on the day.
I don't really
eat. 50 breakfasts?
I eat it, like, 12. Like, 12 is the first time.
He has 12 breakfasts a day.
No, I eat it, like, 12. I typically just have one. I don't know if that counts as breakfast. What if you eat breakfast food at noon?
Well, for breakfast, I had 4 pieces of pizza today, so.
Okay.
Anything's breakfast if you eat it in the morning.
So, I don't eat breakfast.
So, you're a lunch man.
Yeah.
Are you a brunch guy?
Wait, okay, I have a question.
Good.
So, say you were saying, like, you don't eat till like 12, right? So, like, would that technically be your breakfast because it's your first meal of the day?
Yeah, I get. Well, I mean, yeah, but then where do you draw the line? Like, what if it's at 3 and it's the first thing you eat?
Well,
that was breakfast.
It's my meal.
Breakfast at 3. It just depends on how you define
some old
breakfast.
People eat dinner at that time.
Yeah.
I don't think you can call
my grandpa eats dinner
at
like 4:35.
That's insane. I eat dinner at like 9.
Cool.
When do you eat dinner?
Depends. It used to be like 5:30, like on the dot. It's changed to like 6:30.
I had dinner at like 2 in the morning last night, which is actually this morning.
Nice.
Yeah. I was out all night. And I just got home.
What were you
out
doing
leftovers,
last night?
Just stuff.
Oh, he was making a mess in my car.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he trashed my vehicle.
That's false.
I wasn't in it, but you trashed it.
I went in your car
crawler.
While we were in it and just made a mess in there?
Oh, I don't think I know.
That's Cap.
No, sir.
I was in a different city last night.
Cap.
No.
Not Cap.
Did you guys see there was, like, a crazy fire?
Where?
I don't know. I was coming down from Baldy Road, and I saw this, like, red flame. Or, like, red
that was
little
Benny
ball.
Trying to kill his child.
No. I wasn't at Baldy
last night. It was, like, this
night.
Red, like, ball, and I was like, that is not light.
At no
like,
point
that is a
last
fire.
Night was I at Baldy.
And it was a fire. My dad told me this morning.
Oh, wow.
Because I was like, hey, like, was there... He's like, yeah, there's a fire nearby. I'm like, was it that direction? I don't know what direction it is. I just pointed.
You're just like,
and he was like, yes. And I was like...
You're like, I knew it.
Not seeing things.
I done seen
cool.
it. I done seen it.
Done seen it.
Interesting.
Done seen it. Yeah. Well, I'd just like to thank our guest, Ronica Mule, for joining us
for
on the podcast
I'm so
today.
Happy.
Pleasure
been,
to have you on.
I remember the first time I heard your guys' podcast, I was like, oh my god, like, this is
we
amazing.
We
should have
talked about that.
Oh, I have, I have the whole, like, I remember where I was.
We'll
when
have
I
you on
started.
Another episode.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have you back on eventually.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed.
Yeah.
Tell us if we should have more guests or if they suck.
Yeah.
Why'd you look at me?
Or,
you're
no, it's cool.
I'm
and,
sorry.
And you guys
sorry.
Can, you can, we'll make a guest application.
Yeah, well, sure.
We could do Zoom
joking.
Calls with a new guest.
That'd be rad. Actually,
I don't really
no,
do
that'd
that.
Be kind of cool.
Doing what?
I
like,
should
like,
just
Zoom
be the executive producer on this podcast now.
She's actually our writer. Every podcast we've ever done,
this
Camille
entire podcast,
if
every single
bad,
word we've spoken was completely scripted.
If they're bad, it's usually because one of them took over for that episode, so
that's true.
It's not all on me.
Yeah. You can blame everything bad on me and Benny, but if it's a and good Brody. Episode,
Bides.
You can... Oh, and Brody, yeah.
You can thank Camille for that one.
And but if you appreciated the episode, you can thank Camille personally.
Just give her a shout-out
with,
on
with
her socials. Or,
with
yeah,
a scroll
yeah.
on
the
socials. Post
however
on the front
you
door.
Want to reach her.
Don't do that. And yeah, that's all I have to say. Do you have anything?
I have nothing more to add.
Okay. Have a good day, you guys.
Have a good one, you guys.
Bye.